Chapter 45. I stood on the porch, elbows on the railing, for a long time after Rachel left. My guess was that I would never see her again, whether or not she took a transfer to Los Angeles. I felt a loss. I felt like something good had been taken from me, before I really knew how good it could be. I tried to put her out of my mind for a little while. Terry McCaleb, too. I looked out at the city and thought it was beautiful. The rain had cleaned the sky out, and I could see all the way to the San Gabriels and the snow-covered peaks beyond. The air seemed to be as clean and as pure as the air breathed by the Gabrielinos and the Padres so many years before. I saw what they had seen in the place. It was the kind of day you felt you could build a future on.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of The Narrows, written by Michael Connelly and read by Len Cariou. Executive producer, Maya Thomas. Produced by Linda Ross. Directed by Bob Walter. Post-production by Steven Strassman. The Narrows is also available in hardcover from Little Brown and Company. To listen to samples or read more about the authors, please visit Time Warner Audiobooks website at twbookmark.com. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously, and any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental. Acknowledgements. The author would like to thank many individuals who helped with the writing of this book. They include Michael Peach, Jane Wood, Pamela Marshall, Perdita Burlingame, Jane Davis, Terry Hansen, Terrell Lee Langford, Ed Thomas, Frederica Leffelar, Jerry Hooten, and researcher Carolyn Criss. Also of great help to the author were Philip Spitzer, Joel Gottler, Shannon Byrne, Sophie Cottrell, John Houghton, Mario Pulice, Mary Capps, Ken Delavine, Patricia and George Compagnoni, and the entire staff at Little Brown and Company, as well as the Time Warner Book Group. Two books that were very helpful to the author were Zizek's History of an Oasis by Ann Q. Duffield Stoll and Rio L.A. Tales from the Los Angeles River by Pat Morrison, with photographs by Mark LaMonica. Special thanks go to Chief William Bratton and Detective Tim Marsha of the Los Angeles Police Department, and Special Agents Gail Jacobs and Nina Roseberry of the FBI's Las Vegas field office.